Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. One of those things that we often strive for is the promotion. We all want to get to that next level. We want to be recognized by the people around us. It's cause for celebration. It's a milestone for a lot of us in our careers. It's a big deal. But here's the thing. What you have to think about is you have to think about what happens beyond that day of euphoria when, you know, you're now 3 or 4 weeks in and the acknowledgement fades and now you're facing the day-to-day activities of the job that you now have. And so when it comes to a promotion, one of the things you want to think about is what is it going to look like for you? And how is that promotion going to affect your lifestyle? If you all of a sudden get into a position where you go from having a handful of direct reports to having 20 or 30, that is a much different situation and requires a lot more responsibility on your part and a lot more time in dealing with people and headaches and frustrations. So when you're offered a promotion, you really want to think things through. And one of the things you want to look at is your boss. Who are you going to be reporting to? Is it the same person you've had before? Do you like them personally? Do you agree with them philosophically? Are your business interests aligned? Right? Are they out for themselves? Are they more about helping everybody around them? These are big things to consider. How about the people that are working for you, assuming you're managing people? Now, are you okay with them? Do you think they're doing a good job? Do you have the power to make the changes you need to make if they're not doing the job you want them to do? How about compensation? Is your bump in compensation based on the promotion big enough to reflect the additional responsibility? And the other thing you want to think about is when you do get that situation where you're promoted, that's the opportunity you get to really negotiate the compensation that you're going to be earning. Because if you wait until after that, it's probably dictated to you. And if you have some input, the time to get it is right when you're offered the position. So that's the time you really want to think about when you're going to negotiate or how you're going to negotiate. And then there's the issue of title. Now, titles may mean a lot within the walls of your existing company, but may mean very little to people outside the company. So here's a thought. If you think that you may leave your firm, let's say within the next 3 years, is that title meaningful to a potential employer outside of your organization? So there's a lot that goes into the idea of a promotion. And while it's wonderful to get the offer, the reality of it is at some point you're doing that job day to day. And you really and truly have to ask yourself, is this what I want to be doing? Especially considering the fact that you're going to spend more time doing it than anything else in your life, right? Because your work consumes life. Most of us spend as many hours at work as we do at home. And so we have to make sure that work situation is what we want it to be. And not every promotion is the right thing for us. And sometimes it's okay to not take that promotion, continue to do what you're doing if you truly love it. But again, these are all considerations to think about as you get into that situation. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, I just want you to think about this idea of promotion. If you're going after something, just make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. You're really interested in it. And you will continue to have the passion for your new role that you've had for your existing role. And if that's not the case, maybe you want to rethink the situation.